हरे कृष्णा पद्म सखी माता जी दंडवत प्रणाम. थैंक यू सो मच फॉर टेकिंग सच ए नाइस वंडरफुल सर्विस एंड थैंक यू सो मच फॉर योर एसोसिएशन एंड टाइम. हरे कृष्ण.
थैंक यू सो मच श्याम गौरी माताजी एंड ऑल द डिवोटीज फॉर ऑलवेज एंकरेजिंग मी. बट फ्रैंकली स्पीकिंग टुडे आई एम लिटिल बिट स्केर्ड बिकॉज इफ यू डू वृंदावन परिक्रमा एंड अदर परिक्रमाज देयर इज लॉट ऑफ इन्फॉर्मेशन सो मेनी पिक्चर्स यू कैन सर्च इन लाइक गूगल ऑल्सो यू डोंट गेट एनी इन्फॉर्मेशन नो वीडियोज अहोबिलम हियर एंड देयर स्मॉल स्मॉल आर देयर बट वेरी डिफिकल्ट बट प्लीज प्रे फॉर मी. Fortunately, 10 months before I have been to Ahobilam, I think in June 2022, when I was in India, we went. I had a fortune of being there. So I myself, we always take videos and upload in my kids' YouTube channel for their memory. It is not a very big channel, but just for their memory, we keep uploading there. So good that I recorded. I can show you today because I didn't find any much videos to show towards the end, neither pictures. So I'll show the videos towards the end, but we will start the parikrama. We'll see the blessings of Narsingadev. Very, very, he is the obstacle remover. So we'll seek his blessings and all the blessings of assembled devotees and we'll get started. So actually, Ahobilam is in Andhra Pradesh. If you have to go from Hyderabad, it will take around 6 hours. From Chennai, it will take probably 6 to 7 hours. Even from Bangalore, it will take same 6 to 7 hours. It's in a district called Kurnool district, very close to a place called Nandyal and Alagadda. It's a huge forest. If you go and see, you'll be so surprised. No big hotels to stay, not much facilities, so much of thick forest, Nallamalla forest. It is very thick. And going itself is a big austerity, actually. You can go till Ahobila Narasimha Swami, but then when you start going up, it's really, you really need the blessings of Narasimhadev. And the otherwise, it's not so easy. I'll show the video, then you will understand. So, if somebody wants information, there is one ISKCON small center or what do I say? A guest house, an ISKCON guest house at the lower Ahobilam. We nice decent rooms, couple of rooms. So we stayed there one night, and then next day morning we started our yatra. So that is the thing. It's not a big city, very rural place, small place, village. So what is this Ahobilam? Ahobilam is the place where actually Lord Narasimhadev appeared. He broke the pillar and he appeared. That is in Ahobilam. So basically it's the last, if you see, and Ahobilam is also Divya Desams. Like 108 Divya Desams are established by Sri Sampradaya. So Tirupati and Ahobilam, these two are in Andhra Pradesh. So it's also one of the Divya Desams. And Ahobilam is said to be the body of Anantasesh. Actually, Anantasesh is there. The head of Anantasesh is said to be Tirupati. The body is Ahobilam. And the tail is Sri Sailam. Lord Shiva's place. That is also in Andhra Pradesh. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited. Sri Sailam is a place of Lord Shiva. Very beautiful place. So that is what it is said, Ahobilam. Then, so in Ahobilam, there are, like how we see Vrindavan, four peaks we say, right? Barsana, Banugad, Dangad, like that. Here also there are two peaks, two mountains. One is called Garudachal and one is called Vedadri. So what happened is Garuda got a hint that Narasimhadev is going to come. And then he had a desire to see Narasimhadev. So he came here and he performed austerities. And Narasimhadev said, I will come. I will appear in that cave. That's why it is called, there are two different meanings why it is called Ahobilam. So Bilam is a cave. Aho is like one. We say, like, when we are so surprised, oh, like very beautiful or surprising. So because Narasimhadev appeared here, it is called Ahobila. Like, and it is also said, it's called Ahobala, because when they saw Narasimhadev, all the demigods were saying, Ahobala, Ahobala, means like, so Ahobilam is, Bilam is cave, Bila is cave, Aho is like beautiful. So when they said, that is one meaning, beautiful cave, where Narasimhadev appeared. Another meaning is Ahobalam, they used to call, because the demigods were saying, here in the shloka also it is there, Aho Viryam, Aho Shauryam, Aho Bahu Parakrama, Narasimham Param Daivam, Aho Bilam, Aho Balam. This is what the demigods were saying when they saw Narasimhadev. It's like strength, so much strength, so much strength. That's what they were saying. So that's why it's called Ahobilam, Ahobalam. And then why is it called, like Garudachal is, Garuda was playing, praying. And Vedadri is, there are two past tense, small things. One is said that when Narasimhadev appeared, to pacify him, the demigods were reciting so many prayers standing on this hill Vedadri. So because they were saying so many prayers, so much of prayers, it's called, they were reciting Vedas, Veda mantras also. So it's called Vedadri. And it is also said there was a demon called Somaka who stole the Vedas. And then Brahmaji was praying because the Vedas were lost. So Lord fought with the demon Somaka and he came back and gave back the Vedas to Brahmaji on this hill, Vedadri. So that's why it's Garudachal and also Vedadri. And then Ahobila Kshetra, you have 9 Navanarsimhas. So it's known for all these 9. I couldn't go to Pavana Narasimha because it is very far. We just went only for one day. But the sequence is, see, if you stay in the guest house in the lower Ahobilam, then morning you have to take a bus or your own vehicle, then go. Then the Ahobilam temple, you have to stop your vehicles and temple only will provide a bus. I'll show you that also. So from there, we will go to a place where they will stop. So first we will see one Narasimha called Karanja Narasimha. And then we will see Ahobila Narasimha. Then we will see Kroda Narasimha. Then we'll go a little bit up and we will see Malola Narasimha. Then we will see Prahalada Badi. And then that is the biggest. So then that is Jwala Narasimha. And if you want to go, you can go from there to Ugrastambha. So that those are, and Pavana Narasimha, Bhargava Narasimha are also there, little far away. They are from other side of the hill. But on this hill, you will see Karanja Narasimha, then Ahobila Narasimha, then Kroda Narasimha, Malola Narasimha, Jwala Narasimha, these 5. So we will. And then there is a Stala Puran, very beautiful Puran. So what happened was, King Prataprudra Maharaj, what he used to do, he's an ardent worshipper of Lord Shiva. So what happened, and he used to carry a goldsmith with him. The goldsmith used to have a mold of Lord Shiva. So every day, wherever he goes, or even every day, he doesn't keep the Shiva idol. Every day the goldsmith comes, he will put gold in the mold, make fresh idol of Shiva, and then Prataprudra Maharaj will offer his prayers, and then only he will eat or drink. Otherwise, he will not eat or he will not drink. And I heard that towards the end of the day, they would give that Shiva deity in a charity. When I went there, the local devotees were saying. So what happened one time, Prataprudra Maharaj was coming for hunting. So it so happened that he came to this Nallamalla forest. And then he came with his goldsmith and his ministers, because the goldsmith had to make the deity. And then the goldsmith was trying to make it in a regular way, pouring gold in the mold, molten gold in the mold, and then trying to make. But whenever he tried, Lord Shiva is not, the deity of Shiva is not coming. Rather, Narasimhadev's deity was coming. And then they got so surprised. Like, why is this happening? They were thinking. And then Narsimha, and then what happened? Prataprudra Maharaj didn't do any prayer then. Like he didn't, sorry, he didn't pray. So he didn't eat or he didn't drink. He didn't do anything. He just slept. And when he slept, he got a dream. Narsimhadev appeared and Narsimhadev said, "This is my place. You came to my abode. So I only appeared. Shiva, there's no place for anybody else. This is my place." And then Pratapadra Maharaj will get so surprised because Narsimhadev appeared. And then Narsimhadev will say, "You please take care of developing this Ahobilam. Because of that only we are able to at least see Ahobila Kshetra. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been possible. It's very dense forest." Pratapadra Maharaj will agree to develop, and he also gives a few acres of his lands to the Ahobilam temple. That's why there is one place called Pratapadra Maharaj is his name, right? So it's named after him. There is a small village called Rudravaram, named after him. And then he gets an instruction. He say Narsimhadev says, "So you call, you go, you just give a call to one person. His name was Srinivasa Acharya as a kid, a small kid, and go and call." I think his father's name I forgot. It's very, I forgot the name of the father. So they belong to Sri Sampradaya. Kidambi Keshav Acharya. So Srinivas Acharya is the son of Kidambi Keshav Acharya from Melkote. They are from Melkote. So then he will give an information. I request him to come. And actually, Srinivas Acharya at that time was under, like, his father taught him so many things, but he was going under training under Ghatikashtakam Ammal. So Ghatikashtam means in one Ghatika, he can recite so many shlokas, so many mantras, so many shlokas. So he was getting trained under him. And then when he got a call from Pratapadra Maharaj saying, requesting, so Ghatika, his guru also will say, "Please go." So then Srinivas Acharya will come, and then he wanted to take initiation. So Lord Narasimha himself comes as a sannyasi and gives him initiation, and then names him as Shatagopa Jiyar. From Sri Sampradaya, they'll always have that, I guess, Jiyar, Chinna Jiyar Swami, right? So he will name him as Shatagopa Jiyar, and then Shatagopa Jiyar gets an instruction like, "You go and preach. Preach and preach and preach." So he will, and then Narsimhadev will say, "I will come, and whenever needed, I will come. I'll come with you." So he was not understanding in which form the Lord is going to come, and then he'll go in meditation. It is said that, so as I said, we will see one deity called as Malola Narsimha. He's the only one which in a cool form, not Ugra, having Lakshmi Devi sit on his lap. So Malola Narsimha, it's said that like Malola Narsimha just pleasant, comes in his hand. So even now, Malola Narsimha's deity in the down, there is Ahobila Mutt. And it is said that, not said that, it's in Maho, in Ahobila Mutt, even till today, they do Brahmotsavam, February to March, that time. So that time, the original, when they were doing the, when Pratapadra Maharaj Goldsmith was trying to make the Lord Shiva deity, I just said that Narsimhadev's deity has appeared. So that golden Narsimha Murti is also there. And even the Malola Narsimhadev, which who like which came the deity which came in the hand of Shatagopa Jr, that is also there in the mutt. They bring it during the Utsava festival, Brahmotsavam festival. They will bring the deity out and then they'll take down. And it is said that when the deities are taken back down from upper Ahobilam to lower Ahobilam, it rains profusely. So, and then now Shatagopa Jr starts going and then preaching everywhere. And King of Orissa also will come to know that he is there. And King of Orissa will come and take shelter of him because Muslim kings that time have been invading Orissa, and then King of Orissa lost his kingdom. So he comes and takes shelter of Shatagopa Jr, and then he will ask, "Can you please pray to Narsimhadev on my behalf?" And then surprisingly, next time, like the next day, when the Muslim kings were coming and having a battle, a huge like I would say, battle of lion, a huge army of lions. They came and attacked the Muslim king's army, and then they were so of course with lions, who will be able to win? So they lost the battle, and then they learned a lesson. They will come and give the kingdom back to king of Orissa. I think his name is Madhava. What is his name? Mukundadev. So even in, I think he's, it's there in the Wikipedia also, it is mentioned. So they'll give back the kingdom to Mukundadev back. And then, and one more pastime, what happened? I think Adi Shankaracharya. Yeah. Adi Shankaracharya, what happened? One time he is going, where was he going? From Ahobilam, he's going somewhere with his disciples. So he decided he will stop at that place. Not Adi Shankaracharya, I'm sorry, I'm just seeing. There was one GR, like one Sri Sampradaya Guru. He was going with the Adi Shankaracharya also visited Ahobilam, so I got confused. So he was going with his disciples and they want to do their prayers. So they will stop at one place and then suddenly dacoits will attack. So this GR Swami will say, oh, please, please, can you please give me some time? Because everything that we have belongs to the Lord. We don't have anything. We have few things to do. We'll finish off. Then you can decide on what to do. So the dacoits are waiting. And then this GR Swami is doing the puja. He made a chakra pongal, we say sweet rice. So he made sweet rice and then he was doing the aarti. And when he was doing like aarti the third time, the dacoits come and they fall at the feet and then they're so scared, shivering. And then they will ask, like, what happened? When asked what happened, they will say, some lions are attacking us, some lion is attacking us, please save, please save. And then this GR Swami will look, he doesn't see any lion. So then he will think, maybe Narsimhadev, my Lord, is trying to save me. So then he will request the lions to go back. So the dacoits will not see the lions anymore. And then the dacoits will fall at the feet of this GR Swami. And they will, like, you know, forgive, ask for forgiveness. Please forgive us, they'll say. And then they will escort this GR Swami and the disciples till in the forest, till they reach their destination. So that is the... that is how merciful Narsimhadev is, always protecting his devotees. I think it is 9 o'clock. We have to stop here probably. So maybe we will stop with, or we'll just see Karanjan Narsimhadev.
Yeah, Mataji, how many we have done so far?
We didn't start yet, Mataji. We just started the brief history and Stala Puran.
Okay.
We will just see one, Karanja Narsimhadev. So I said that's the first one. Karanja is a tree. So this is the entrance. When you go like this. So what happened? Hanuma, here you will see Narsimhadev with a bow and arrow. Narsimhadev, what he was doing, Hanuman, what he was doing, he was meditating here under the Karanja tree to see his dearmost Lord's form. But then he was always not seeing Lord Ram, rather Narsimhadev. Then he was thinking, what kind of form is this? He is not my Lord Ram. Who is he? Like that he will think. Then Lord Ram, Narsimhadev will come with a bow and an arrow and give darshan, saying that he is non-different from Lord Ram. So we will see Hanuman's deity here as well. And also Narsimhadev with a bow and arrow. See? There's bow. He's holding bow. But the other side arrow is not there. So this is the deity you will see. That is Karanja Narasimha. We'll take his blessings and then go to upper Ahobila Narasimha. That we will see tomorrow. Thank you so much. If you have some time for 5 minutes, maybe we can see a video.
Sure, Mataji. I'll turn off everything.